WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper, underway in New Orleans.
William DeMaio.
An interfaith service hosted by the Archdiocese of New Orleans. President Biden is there. This comes after meeting with grieving families and visiting the memorial on Bourbon Street, where at least 14 people were killed and 35 others were injured on New Year's Day in what the FBI says was a terrorist attack by a U.S. Army veteran from Texas. A state of emergency declared in Maryland and Baltimore due to winter storms. 10 to 12 inches of snow possible in some areas. This Maryland woman doesn't seem to mind.
It's exciting to me. I like it. You know, I haven't been downtown when it snowed yet, so it should be fun.
I'm Chris Van Cleve at Chicago O'Hare Airport. Crews here are dealing with freezing rain and frigid temperatures. That is causing delays across the board here, in part because every single airplane has to be de-iced. In other parts of the Midwest, all the way out to the Northeast, airports are being impacted from this storm. In many places, it's digging out from or being hammered by snow. That means thousands of delays and cancellations.
Total delays within, into, or out of the U.S. today are over 7,900, and FlightAware.com also reports over 2,200 cancellations. Congress certifies Donald Trump's 2024 election victory. It took place under stepped-up security following the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol on this day 4 years ago. Vice President Kamala Harris, President of the Senate, presided as the Electoral College votes were finalized.
Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 312 votes. Kamala D. Harris
Republicans clapping for Trump, followed by Democrats clapping for Harris. CBS's Scott McFarland says of the U.S. Capitol attack,
"This remains the largest criminal investigation and prosecution in U.S. history, and still ongoing 4 years after the day. And this all happened today in a driving snowstorm here in Washington. Some of those members had to fight through the snow to be there."
McDonald's taking a bite out of its diversity goals.
"They're here. McDonald's best burgers ever."
McDonald's says it will put an end to some of its diversity efforts at senior leadership levels, citing the Supreme Court decision that banned affirmative action in college admissions. The fast food giant joins other companies doing the same, including Walmart and Harley Davidson. McDonald's first rolled out its initiatives in 2021 following lawsuits alleging discrimination and sexual harassment. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Christian Watson lost for the season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL and did other damage to his left knee in Sunday's game against the Bears.
Yeah, it's not good. He'll be out for the season or the rest of the year.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on how much of a loss Watson will be for the Packers offense heading into Sunday's playoff game against the Eagles, kickoff at 3:30.
Yeah, it's a big-time loss. Just his presence on the field alone. He's so versatile in his ability to play multiple positions. You can put him at the X, the F, the Z. You can move him all over the place. Obviously, he's got an element in terms of his size and speed that's tough to replicate. There's not many built like him around the league. And I hurt for him just because I know how much he's put into this thing. It's an unfortunate part of our game. But like I told him, I know he'll attack it the right way.
NBA, the Bucks are in Toronto tonight against the Raptors. A recap coming up later tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Actor Craig T. Nelson belted out the national anthem before the Bears-Packers game on Sunday. The actor stars in Green and Gold, a film about a farmer who bets on the Green Bay Packers to save his Wisconsin farm, part of which was shot in Door County. The 80-year-old actor complimented the Packer fan base and called the opportunity of standing near the Packers logo at Lambeau Field an absolute thrill. Green and Gold hits theaters January 31st. Frontmen don't do humble, but today I was. Those are the words of U2 lead singer Bono, who received the Presidential Medal of Honor from President Joe Biden last weekend. Other recipients of the award went to Hillary Clinton, Irvin Magic Johnson, Bill Nye the Science Guy, Michael J. Fox, and conservationist Jane Goodall. Bono was the winner of 22 Grammy Awards in his career. The White House said he was selected for the Medal of Freedom due to his tireless work against HIV and poverty. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to low of 5 to 10. Clouds to start tomorrow morning, then some sunshine for the afternoon, a high near 20. And partly sunny and upper teens for Wednesday. Turning mostly cloudy for Thursday, maybe a few flurries, and a high in the mid-20s. Currently, we're at 15.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn, America's mayor held in contempt of court. Former AG Brad Schimmel thinks Dems are guilty of lawfare. And will Wisconsin ever have binding referendums? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut a deep end.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi Wee, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, I just got to give us a shout out here. We are now beginning our ninth season here as Native Roots Radio, and we started out an hour show, and then we went 2 hours, and then the last 5 or 6 years, we've been 5 days a week, and we can only do that with the support of our listeners and our advertisers, but also our guests. And you know, we have our long-standing guest today, Dr. Stately, coming on in just a bit, and we just appreciate it wouldn't be a show without them, Haley.
Oh no, and especially like a lot of our guests come on from different community organizations across our indigenous urban population here, and we wouldn't be able to have those guests if the great work wasn't being done in our community. So thank you to everyone in the community just doing the great work and taking care of each other.
Absolutely. Hey, why don't we get Dr. Stately on? And he's the president and executive officer at Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis. And happy new year, Dr. Stately. We're starting out with Dr. Stately on mute, so that's not a good thing here.
It's been a while since we've done this.
Are you there, Dr. Stately?
Yeah, how are you? Yeah, I'm a little bit rusty around these parts here.
Yeah, well, we are too. We're just faking it right now.
It's been a year since we've been on, truly. Yeah.
We took 2 weeks off, and because the holidays were in the middle, and have 9 years or 8 years worth of shows to do best of, and Haley popped up some really good ones. And
I know I was on vacation. I should have been listening to him every single day. It would have been a great time for me to like catch up on all the old shows I hadn't seen.
Well, you're in a lot of them.
Yeah.
we wrangled you on a few. A few years ago, after begging you, when we went 5 days a week, you've been patient with us and also on our show and giving us great information. And I mean, when you were first on, we were right in the middle of COVID.
Yeah, gosh, that seems like light years ago, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's crazy, crazy making. So, yeah, I think I've been on since like early 2021, right?
So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know,
that was a lot of fun, though. It was really, really fun.
Yeah. We seem to have it down now, and Haley's been with us now. Haley, this is what you've been with us for a year and a half now.
Has it? I thought I did my 2 year mark. Maybe not.
That's what I feel like. She's been here for a while.
A couple years, at least.
Yeah.
Who's counting?
A couple years.
Obviously,
yeah,
not us.
Gosh. Well, you got to get that brain checked, dude.
Well, I got the hearing checked, and
okay,
things,
okay,
weren't,
good.
Things weren't, yeah, weren't too swell, so I had to get hearing aids. So,
wow.
Yeah, really? 63, wow. And just, I was a young man when I started this radio show, relatively speaking.
Wow.
Oh, easy, Haley.
Yeah.
Younger. Hey, younger.
Before we get into...
emphasis on the girl.
Before we get into the what's happened the last couple of weeks, I want to give your nephew a big shout out. I saw
my nephew Ruben.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you see the Facebook post? It was really quite remarkable, actually.
Tell our listening audience, we're talking in code right now.
Tell yeah. So my nephew Ruben Hito, who a lot of people I think in Indian country, both here locally in the Twin Cities, but also across Turtle Island, know him as the rap artist Keto, right? So he's
right.
Been a rap artist for quite some time now, and kind of building him a name for himself then, for several years now. You know, he's just like, you know, I love this man because he's not just because he's my nephew. Like, of course I love him. I don't know, a lot of people don't know this, but like one, I just remembered this because the other day I was driving to work after I went to his graduation ceremony, and I spent the day with him and his the rest of our family, my two brothers and his mother and my sister Ramona, and then you know his girlfriend and Connie and his and her parents were there, and it was just a really wonderful thing. He graduated from the fire academy and took his oath of office on Friday, the 3rd of January. So, you know, and I had this moment where I was just driving back from his graduation, and I got so overwhelmed from just my pride and my, you know, just he's an amazing human being. And I don't say that just because he's my nephew. I say it because like this young man does every single thing he says he's going to do. When he says, I'm going to do this, he does it. He finds a way to do it. He got a full ride. He graduated from Breck 6 years ago or 4 or 5 years ago. He graduated from Breck, was a lifer there. He got a full ride, Act 6 scholarship to go to Augsburg College.
Mm-hmm.
Attended college through the COVID pandemic. Lots of times I remember having a conversation with him telling me how much he was struggling with that, and he was thinking about giving it up and taking a break, and I was just like, no, stay with it, you can do this. And you know, his mother of course supporting him as well, and you know, every single thing he says he's going to do, he does. It's just like, so when he told me he wanted to become a firefighter, I was like, wow, that's new. And you know, and he also told me the story about how he decided to do that. He had gone on a ride along with some friends of his, one of his friends, a good friend and brother, you know, a spiritual brother of his, Johnny Crow, is a firefighter and from Minneapolis as well. And they were on a ride along, and he responded to a call on that ride along to help save one of our relatives in our community from overdosing. And he said that experience of doing that with him was transformative for him. He left that day with the desire and the commitment to become a firefighter and to, you know, help our community and work in our community. And so I'm really super deeply, deeply proud of him, not just because he's an amazing young, not just because he's my nephew, but because like it is just refreshing to see somebody of his age, you know, just commit to something and follow through and do it. And, you know, and he stuns me every single time. When I think like there's nothing more he can do to surprise me, he always does something to surprise me and amaze me. So, yeah.
You know, it was really cool too. I was checking out the pictures, And I forget this because he pulls his hair back, but the fire department's allowed him to keep his very long ponytail, which is his braid, which is really cool.
Yeah, yeah. He's able to keep his braid. You know, he's just an amazing young man. It's like, you know, he's a Dakota speaker. He's a ceremonial man. He does all these really amazing things, and he's such an inspiration to me. It's like, you know, he gives me a lot of pride, but he also gives me so much support also in the work that I do, right? So we've had some really great conversations in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I'm glad I brought that up. That's a huge deal in the community, and what a great story that made him do that, because he's been doing it, like you said, since I've known him. He was a rapper. He came to our school and rapped, and the kids loved him. He did jewelry. He was in college. So yeah,
he's an inspiration to his younger cousins too, who are looking to try to also do some of the same things, like the Henry Boys. My nephew Robert, I think, is thinking about becoming a firefighter as well. So
that's
cool.
Awesome. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we're back year 9 with Dr. Stately. We'll be right back after this short break.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence, and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
A home that needs new everything, plus the kitchen sink. Life math is complicated. Affinity Plus makes it easier. With great rates on a home equity line of credit, we make tackling home projects less stressful. Visit affinityplus.org/rates to learn more today. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
Do you have a vehicle you no longer need? Are you a little cash-strapped? Rudy Luther Toyota will pay you for your used vehicle. It's really simple. Head to RudyLutherToyota.com, answer a few simple questions, and Rudy Luther Toyota will get you an instant offer. Then they will set up an appointment, and after a quick verification, they will handle all the paperwork and coordinate getting you your check. It's that simple. It's a fast way for you to get rid of the vehicle you no longer need, putting money in your hands. For more information, head to RudyLutherToyota.com. That's RudyLutherToyota.com.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do, and I love that tagline. Hey, we are here with Dr. Stately, and it's been a long time. A lot of things have happened in the last couple of weeks that we took off. And I know, you know, December 26th, anniversary of the hanging of the 38 plus 2 in Mankato. I made it down there. I try to make it down there every year. And, you know, Wounded Knee, the tragic where the U.S. troops, December 29th, 1890, fired upon Native Americans and it's leaving 200 dead. And we have a lot of history, but as Dr. Stately mentioned about his nephew, and I feel like he's our nephew, we have a lot of good things going on too.
Yeah. He's the community's nephew, you know. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
So, makes me proud that he wants to work in the community. I think his grandmother would, she's dancing in heaven, you know. Really excited about that.
That's huge.
Yeah. So, did you have a good Christmas or good holiday, winter holiday break? I'm calling it winter solstice.
Well, it was interesting. One of my daughters, the actor, she got sick on Christmas.
Saw her.
Do you saw the play? Yeah.
I saw the play.
It was really.
Yeah. Oh, it was really great. It was brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah. Deanna, you know, she was saying AI and these stories really helped her out because I went, this is an amazing play. And people don't know what we're talking about. My my weeha, Jaleesa McKee, my oldest daughter, was in a radio show turned podcast later on with nine acts, and I saw it, or 10 acts, and I saw both nights, and amazing crew, and I just loved it.
Oh my God, it was amazing. It was just wonderful. You know, I didn't have a date to go on that last night. It was showing. I went by myself, and it was amazing. I had a great time. Bar a couple of little snafus where I had to, like, you know, I had to be a little bit of a native auntie to the person that was sitting next to me, tell them to be quiet.
That was nice.
You know, I had an elder moment where I just kind of like did this thing, like they got the word. It was a white lady, so. But on the blood quantum physics, that was an amazing play, and I was so happy to be there. And I remember Brianna Yazzie introduced, you know, she's the artistic director for New Native Theater. She starts out by telling people, like, you know, we're recording this for a podcast, and it's going to be in 10 parts, and that she was saying, and we want you to laugh, and we want you to participate, and we want you to, like, to know. So I, you know, of course I took, like, you know, poetic justice from that direction. I was like, I was laughing, and I was like making commentary.
Oh,
they love
I
that.
Probably went a little overboard, but you know, they could just edit me right out. So, you know, anyway, but it was really amazing. So, yeah.
High quality. And we really get and I say this every time, I'm like pleasantly surprised. And I don't know, I got to stop saying that. This is a high quality theater troupe.
Yes, of course. Like, why are you, like, your daughter's in it? Why are you, like, are you that surprised about that, or that she outshines you? Or
well, at this age, I'm at this age, I'm surprised to find the theater. That's probably it.
Yeah,
I think it is really amazing. You know what? I like paid. So this is how salty I am about theater right now in Minnesota. So I paid, like, I think $400 for tickets to go see the Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
I think it was the week before that, or it was the week. Yeah, it was the week before it. And no, it was the night after. So I went to your daughter's production, like quantum physics, the night before on Friday, and then I went to Book of Mormon on Saturday. And I paid, you know, $35 to see Book of the community theater thing, Blood Quantum, and then I paid $400 to go see Book of Mormon, and I was like unimpressed with Book of Mormon, actually, quite frankly. I was actually really shocked and surprised. It was like a Broadway production, and I was like, meh. I'm like, I'm gonna spend my money in the community from now on. I'm gonna invest in, like, you know, native humor, because that was a really well done show.
Yeah, definitely.
They always are. And,
yeah, they always are. And I think the month before that, I saw the one about the kid one, the young one, what was it called? The Wanderers,
the comic book not one.
The Wanderers. Oh, the superhero.
The superhero one.
Yeah, the superhero one, which was amazing, right? It was really good. It was such a great production. Had a great time, like, you know. And in fact, actually, at the end of the show, I had this conversation with Rihanna, and I was like, you know, I think your next superhero show should be involve elder superheroes.
A radio host.
A radio show. The elder superheroes named Robert and Dr. Stately.
Yes. Probably Dr. Stately first. Oh, no, that's right. I'm older than you.
You won. It'll always be too, just so you know.
Oh, jeez. Well, you know, just to change the subject just a little bit, you know, when we're in New York, which we spend a lot of time in New York, we only go now to off-Broadway plays. because
yeah, I think I'll probably be doing the same thing because I just was like so disappointed.
The quality's there, and the tickets are reasonable, and these people are doing it for the love of it. They're not doing it for
And I remembered, so I was, I'm not saying this to brag, but like they had reached out to me to see if I would be in that production. And so here's the thing that was really salty about it. The reason I said I couldn't do it was because I would miss that Saturday night that I had to do the Book of Mormon. And I was sitting there in the Book of the Mormon watching the show, and they had moments where it was okay. And I was like, some of it was a little off color. Like you could tell like, okay, this play was written way before 2020 and way before George Floyd's murder. And, some of it was just like, we're at a different place now as a society around what's tenable in terms of, humor or, comments we make about people of color. And I was like, this is just off color. And I was not having a good time. And I was salty that I had given up not being in that performance, not committing to doing that, not being able to see the second half of it. Cause I saw the first half, I didn't see the second half. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and I was pissed. I spent $400. I was like, Anyway, am I allowed to say pissed on the radio? I think I am.
I don't know. Patrick will beep it out if you don't. He listens to the show. Like some producers, not Patrick and not Haley or doesn't listen. Haley doesn't listen to the show.
No, I don't.
Brett or people listen to the show and they'll beep you out real easily.
Yeah, but I found that production really inspiring, and I thought, you know what? I used to be a creative writer. I think I probably could come up with something. So I think I'm gonna try to give it a shot.
Well,
at some point, not right away, not late, not tomorrow or next week.
It's interesting. I don't know if Rihanna plays the fishing game, but she told me the exact same thing. She wanted me in this play.
I think there were roles that you probably would have had the perfect voice for one of them. And and then she had written, I've known Deanna forever. I knew her dad and her mom. We were all kind of young. We all grew up together on the Ave many, many years ago. And Deanna and I have our own little relationship. But she's a remarkable young woman. I think of her as a daughter, as a niece daughter, she said, what they said to me was like, Rihanna says, there's a part in here that I think is written sort of kind of that was inspired a little bit by you. And I was like, what's their name? It's like Dr. Sagewell or something like that. And I was like, oh, good Lord. Good Lord.
Sagewell.
I said, well, thank God that they didn't name him Dr. Longwin, which is what my staff call me.
I can't remember what did they talk about the colon. I can't remember, was that brought up in this?
Oh, the rolling colon, maybe. Everybody knows how much I love that colon. If I had to love a colon, it might as well be that one. But it's just hysterical, like that, you find those out. Opportunities, those moments when you sort of see reflections of yourself. I felt that way about that one play that happened at the Franklin Avenue and about the theater,
the clinic.
Yeah. When the wrecking ball comes through the clinic wall, I was like, hey, this is just a little too close to home. And then I got water all over myself because I was in the second row. I was like,
oh.
I was like, this is just a little too close to home here. Are they poking fun at my clinic? I'll get in the end.
Well, it's good that they are poking fun because it's so well known. And that's like
For sure. And my mother used to tell me, my mother, she worked in the community for a really long time. She was like, she said, I remember her telling me one time, she goes, worry when they stop talking about you.
Yeah. I think I'm a little worried right now with my other job. But, hey, that's another story and another show.
I talk about you all the time, by the way. So, you're getting a lot of publicity.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. President Biden and the First Lady meet with grieving families after the deadly New Year's Day Bourbon Street truck attack, Biden saying during an interfaith service.
My wife Jill and I are here to stand with you, to grieve with you, to pray with you, to let you know you are not alone.
A deadly winter storm hits nearly a dozen states. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano.
D.C. getting slammed with the worst snowstorm they've seen in at least 5 years. Nearly 8 inches of snow falling. Parts of Kansas seeing 20 inches of snow.
Congress certifies President-elect Donald Trump's election under the tightest national security level possible, given what happened 4 years ago. Vice President Harris presided over the certification process. CBS's Robert Costa.
It's important for American democracy and for the American people to see this unfold in real time. The country is functioning, even at a time of deep political divisions.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Christian Watson lost for the season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL and did other damage to his left knee in Sunday's game against the Bears.
Yeah, it's not good. He'll be out for the season or the rest of the year.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on how much of a loss Watson will be for the Packers offense heading into Sunday's playoff game against the Eagles, kickoff at 3:30.
Yeah, it's a big-time loss. Just his presence on the field alone. He's so versatile in his ability to play multiple positions. You can put him at the X, the F, the Z. You can move him all over the place. Obviously, he's got an element in terms of his size and speed that's tough to replicate. There's not many built like him around the league. And I hurt for him just because I know how much he's put into this thing. It's an unfortunate part of our game. But like I told him, I know he'll attack it the right way.
NBA, the Bucks are in Toronto tonight against the Raptors. A recap coming up later tonight with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There was a lion's roar atop the box office this past weekend. Mufasa took first place on the big screen with a haul of just under $24 million. The Lion King prequel edged out Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on the last weekend of 2024. Sonic, which was tops last weekend over Mufasa, brought in just over $21 million for a second place, but out-earned Mufasa over the traditional three-day weekend. Both films are entering their fourth week of release and showing decent legs. Coming in third place this past weekend was Focus Features' Nosferatu, a surprise hit that has pulled in about $70 million since its release on Christmas Day. The film is now at $100 million globally. Rounding out the top five were Moana 2 in fourth place with $12 million and about to pass $1 billion globally. And in fifth place was Wicked with just over $10 million. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, landed in sixth place for the second week in a row with just over $8 million big ones. Great assortment of flicks in the theaters right now to help you combat the cold. Check them out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to low of 5 to 10. Clouds to start tomorrow morning, then some sunshine for the afternoon, a high near 20. And partly sunny and upper teens for Wednesday. Turning mostly cloudy for Thursday, maybe a few flurries, and a high in the mid-20s.
Currently, we're at 15.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll break down all of the hidden symbols and why Beyoncé Bowl on Christmas was so important in this political moment. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Aho! This is Dallas Goldtooth, and you're listening to the Native Roots Radio. Hoka Hicha! Wicha!
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we have our friend Rhea Peltier, a marketing and communication specialist at American Indian Family Center here in St. Paul. And I want to wish you a happy new year and welcome. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, bonjour. Happy new year. Thank you for having me.
Hey, let's let our listeners know a little bit. Introduce yourself and talk a little bit about what we'd like to call AIFC here on Native Roots Radio.
sure, yeah. Buju Nindaway Maganadug Hamitakiapi Rea Indigenica Jaganashimung Rea Imakiapi. Hello, my relatives. My name is Rea Peltier, and I work at the American Indian Family Center in St. Paul. Imanijashka, Ashkabagajibing. I actually will be celebrating my 3 years there on the 10th, which is a few days from now. So woohoo! thank you, Minguish. I'm the marketing and communication specialist. I actually grew up here in the Twin Cities in St. Paul on the east side. I attended some of the programming a few times as a youth at the American Indian Family Center. So it's really fun to come full circle and come back and be part of the other side instead of a participant, but be working at AIFC. And let's see here. Oh, another thing. I'm what you would call a city Indian or urban Indian. I grew up in the cities, like I said, but I'm enrolled at Turtle Mountain. And then I'm also a Prairie Island Tintawita descendant and a Leech Lake descendant. Hoa. So Ho-wa. I'm intertribal.
Yeah. Yeah, when they call out intertribal, that's your middle name. I was waiting for you to say you were a Ho-Chunk or Winnebago. Ho-wa.
Right.
Exactly. Hey, where is the Family Center located so our listeners kind of know?
Yeah, so the American Indian Family Center is located on the east side of St. Paul off of Payne Avenue. We're on Wells Street, and we're kind of tucked away between Payne Avenue and Edgerton over in that area. Yeah, we're a small building, but we pack a lot in there. So a lot of people, it's like deceiving when people go there and they're like, oh my gosh, it's a lot bigger than I thought than it looks on the outside.
Yeah, definitely. I know. And the lower floor too is maximized use. I've been there many times over the years. Hey, where did you go to high school?
I went to high school at Henry Sibley, that's what it was known as formerly. It's now known as Two Rivers High School. So it's really good to know that they finally changed the name.
Yeah, it's amazing too. I went to Ramsey Junior High, and now that's called the Hidden River Junior High in St. Paul, which is really cool. The students made that happen.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you didn't go to Harding, because I taught there for 30 years and I'm going, geez, I don't remember Rayette at Harding.
That would be embarrassing.
Yes. I've been embarrassed before, though. Hey, talk a little bit about the resources at the American Indian Family Center. There are so many, and I know it's everywhere from tutoring to helping parents. And let's talk a little bit about what goes on there.
Yeah, I think you had my colleague, Jessica Gorno. She's also a Turtle Mountaineer on a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, what? yeah, she touched on a lot about the different services. So we have youth services, We have employment services, housing services, recovery services, family services, and I think, am I missing one? I know now we have the Sacred Seven. So we are recently introducing and adding elder services. So right now, which is really exciting because that's really, really needed in our community, especially over at the Elders Lodge. So that's a relatively new service area. And we've been partnering a lot recently with the Elders Lodge over on Magnolia.
Wow, so, Haley, you can jump in on that. We have my nanny, your Gaga there that goes there.
Yeah, so thankful.
Oh,
that
awesome.
My Gaga. Yeah, she loves it there at the Elders Lodge. And the only thing that I've heard residents wish for is more programming and more culturally specific services. So it's really great that the Family Center is offering that there.
Yeah. Yep. And I think I just remembered I accidentally forgot recovery services. So right now we have a wonderful outpatient women's only recovery services currently. And I think future dreaming would be outpatient treatment for men as well for our recovery services. And that is called Kunchi Onikan, which is grandmother's arms. And that's taken Kunchi, which is the Dakota word for grandmother. And then Onikan is arms and Anishinaabe Moim.
Oh, I like that.
Wow, that's exciting. So it's facilitated. So the outpatient treatment's facilitated by you guys. So is that how that works? And if people are looking
to come to treatment? Yeah, so we have two treatment counselors, and one of them is Cheryl Whitehawk. The other one is Dawn Altieri. Yeah, and then they do a lot of programming with the women. They have groups, and then one of our elders in residence, Nelda Goodman, she's also a recovery coach. So she does some programming with them as well and meets with the group, the women's group. They have it pretty much every day except on Thursdays, which I can talk a little bit more in a little bit about what we do at AIFC on Thursdays.
Yeah,
or I could just do it now.
we could swing into what you guys are having up, because I know Haley brings up all the things that come up every week. And so it's great to have you on and talk about that, because you guys have it going on over there and a lot of great things.
Yeah, it's very exciting. We have lots of programming, a plethora. On Monday nights, we have our recurring men's smudge and support group facilitated by my brother Nate Bordeaux. He is Oglala, and that is from 6 to 8 p.m. Either at the Family Center or at iRoots. So we have a really cool Indigenous Roots. We have a really cool partnership with Indigenous Roots, which is also on the east side of St. Paul. So he alternates the location between AIFC, and then like tonight he's at Indigenous Roots, and then next Monday he'll be back at AIFC. And it's a really cool space for, you know, those brothers and those men to come together and have a space just for them to smudge and, you know, talk about, you know, various topics. I don't really know what else they delve into, because I, you know, I don't identify as a fan, but I know they have a really good, you know, turnout every week. And sometimes they have a guest like Pebama Benace, Dennis Jones. He's a First Nations spiritual leader, well-known here in the community. And he'll come and have some teachings. And then would you like me to continue? Because there's a lot.
Yeah, that's, you guys do stuff daily.
You do stuff daily, like Haley just said. It's
amazing. Yeah. Pretty much. On Tuesdays, we have our virtual Wellanon, which is Native American Al-Anon. That is virtual via Zoom. And that is facilitated by our treatment counselor, one of our treatment counselors, Cheryl Whitehawk. And that is on Zoom, like I said, from 7 to 8 p.m. And all of our events can be found on our website, on our webpage at AIFCMN.org /events, EVENTS / And that's where you can also find the Zoom link for those recurring Tuesday Wellanon meetings, which is really exciting. That's kind of another way that I got reconnected to the American Indian Family Center is visiting with Cheryl and finding those meetings, you know, because it's not unprecedented, unfortunately, for a lot of us to have experience with loved ones that, you know, have substance use disorder.
Right. Right. And the Al-Anon program is specifically for the person going there and not a place to complain about the addict, but to heal yourself.
Exactly. Yep. Do I have more time to share some other events?
Yes. We got, what do we got okay. here, Haley?
About a minute and a half.
Yeah. So okay. Ready? Go.
All right. another new up and coming exciting event that we started a little bit towards the end of last year is our Wednesday community nights. And that's from 6 to 8 at the American Indian Magnet School in St. Paul. And it's really cool. They have drum and dance. They have a sewing and beading society. So you can go there, get your craft on. They have a family talking circle. And all of this is in collaboration with UndaYoung, us, the American Indian Family Center, St. Paul Public Schools Indian Education Program, and Ames, of course. So that one is really cool. That will be on Wednesdays, and they do that bi-weekly.
Wow, I'm going to have to get out there for that. Well, we got 10 seconds. Let's say the website so people can log in on there and find out all the events again.
Yes, there's more events coming up. We have Sweat as well, Youth Sweat this Thursday. And that website again is www.aifcmn.org/events.
Wow. Thank you so much for coming on, Rhea. Rhea Peltier, you are a good one. Thank you very much for coming on.
Miigwech, wopita, pina gigi for having me.
Right on. Hey, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
A home that needs new everything, plus the kitchen sink. Life math is complicated. Affinity Plus makes it easier. With great rates on a home equity line of credit, we make tackling home projects less stressful. Visit affinityplus.org/rates to learn more today. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Philip Anthony, host of the Downright Upright Show, airing right here on AM 950 Radio, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Join me as I dive into captivating conversations with people from all walks of life. As a proud member of the LGBTQ community, I celebrate diversity and beyond with unique stories that make us fantabulous. Please join me every Saturday at 5 p.m. or wherever you listen to podcasts.
8 years ago, over 100,000 Minnesotans marched to the state capitol, standing together to defend women's rights, immigrants' rights, queer rights, and justice for all. Now, as our freedoms face new threats under an incoming administration built on oppression and divisiveness, it's time to stand together again. Join the People's March on January 18th at the Minnesota State Capitol. Together, we'll send a clear and unmistakable message. We will not go back. Building on the legacy of the Women's March Minnesota, this year's event will include a march to the Capitol and a rally. You'll connect with Minnesota organizations working to protect our rights. These organizations need your support, not just now, but over the next 4 years and beyond. The weather may be cold, but our commitment is unbreakable. The stakes are too high to stay silent. Let's show the strength of our voices as we fight for Minnesota's future. Again, that's the People's March on Saturday, January 18th at the State Capitol. Details at womensmarchmn.com.
This is Leonard Peltier. I'm in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents, I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How? Well, this has been fun getting back on the air, Haley.
I know, it's felt like a whole year.
Oh, you wanted to say that.
I did, I've said it twice, yeah.
I got that. Well, hey, lot going on. I just want to, before we get any further, I just read this in our chat, Haley, that it's Patrick's fifth year being a producer at the mother station in Prairie or Prairie Island.
Eden Prairie,
wherever he is. Yeah, somewhere in Minnesota, Patrick is at with the big antenna, and we just want to say a big peeny geegee. Patrick, thank you so much for all you've done for us and the great job you do for us, Patrick.
Yeah, and all the work that you do for AM 950. It's been really fun.
Should I pretend I'm Patrick and do his voice? Go, you're welcome. No, Patrick, are you there?
Just kidding. Well,
you stopped listening to the show an hour ago. but yeah, we really appreciate Patrick and being on. And one of the things last night, I always like watching the Golden Globe, so I was going back and forth and recorded it, and we didn't mention the Vikings loss, which is good, and we didn't mention the Packers loss, which I wish we would have. No, I'm just kidding. sorry, we're all over Civic Media, too, so we're on 30 stations in Wisconsin, so we got to be nice. Play nice, right?
Yeah, that border battle can get intense.
Yeah, well, might end up playing them in the playoffs, so... But you, Jodie Foster won a Golden Globe last night for True Detective.
I know, yeah, and I kind of wanted to bring this up. I didn't even know that the Golden Globes were on. I was so focused on sculling for my Vikings, but yeah, I wanted to bring it up. Jodie Foster's she accepted her Golden Globe for Best Female Actor in a Limited Series in True Detective last night. Jodie filmed in Alaska and Iceland a few years ago for this series, and she had a lot of guidance and support with many Native Alaskan leaders, artists, and consultants. The series True Detective Night Country shined a light on Inupiat Alaskan people, their culture, and issues, including awareness for the crisis of violence against Indigenous women. Foster said on stage while accepting her award that she especially thanks the Indigenous people that shared their stories. They changed her life, and she hopes that they'll change others.
Yeah, we have a local actor that was on there too, and it was really, it's really cool to see that. And I do believe, if I can think of her name right off the top of my head, maybe I would be dangerous, I guess, if I could do that. But I can look under my my photos here, because I know I saw her at a play. And of course, you know, every chance I get, especially you don't even know this, Haley, but I really used to be the selfie king of the world.
I know, that's what they called you.
haven't been like that in a long
time. Well, while you look up her name, I want to talk about this, because this is wanted to bring up the MMIR thing with the Jodie Foster thing because of this. And it was, so I was reading earlier, this was posted that today the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that he will resign as party leader and Prime Minister. And Indigenous TV put out a post via Instagram, and Trudeau's government advanced Indigenous rights through historic funding, clean water initiatives, and MMIWG, which is Canada's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls. He addressed the root causes that sustain violence against Indigenous relatives, including Two-Spirit and gender diverse people. But despite Trudeau's work in these areas, he faced criticism for slow progress and unmet promises. I also saw earlier that the tribal chair of Boys Fort Band of Chippewa Indians here in Minnesota, Kathy Shavers, also announced that she will step down.
Interesting. I don't know enough to have an opinion on that, but that's massive that he resigned.
Yeah, for sure.
And I know a lot of our relatives don't like him too, so it's very interesting that all shook out.
Did you find the name of the
No, but actor? I found the picture with Jaleesa and her, but of course I didn't tag her, maybe got untagged, so let's move on.
Okay, well, congrats, Jodie Foster, and thank you for working with Indigenous people in Alaska and hearing their stories and portraying them.
Yeah, so, I can look it up on IDM here, too, as yeah. we're talking.
Well, tomorrow, I want to get this out. It's a big thing going on in St. Paul tomorrow, Tuesday, January 7th at 10 a.m. Please join us to speak against the Magellan Pipeline Project and protect the sacred pipestone quarries. We'll be meeting at 10 a.m. tomorrow in St. Paul. The address is 1217th Place East, Suite 350 in St. Paul. Come have your voice heard. Protect the land.
Wow, good call.
Yeah, I know a lot of people were posting that around the community, so I just wanted to do a mass shout out on it, and hopefully we see a lot of people there. And we know the pipestone quarries have a very sacred story behind them, and have a lot of meaning to different tribes in the area. So it's more than just protecting the land.
Absolutely. Hey, so Isabella Starr LeBlanc was the actor from St. Paul, and she's a assistant Dakota tribal member, and she's was born in St. Paul. Oh, awesome. Wow. And went to St. Paul Academy. And she was on the Stepping Stone Theater. That was her first gig, and the Jungle Theater and Shakespeare Theater Company. She's
did you watch any of that True Detective series with Jodie?
I did, and I saw her on it too, and I saw a couple episodes, and I'm definitely gonna go revisit that. It's funny because Wendy and I do we watch TV together at night, and that's not her jam, so I have to, I have to wait until she's asleep or I'm asleep or something to watch what
I'll have to catch that one too. I knew that they had Indigenous actors in it, but I don't know. I've been kind of behind on my TV series and watching TV.
Well, that's good. You've been beating. And I'll tell you, interesting thing about today's show, I feel like I should be going over there Wednesday and learn how to bead.
Oh, with the Family Center in St. Paul?
Yeah. Well, I know. And they're doing it at AIM, American Indian Magnet School. So.
Yeah. And I know you can bring your own crafts and stuff to work on, but if you need any resources, they have all of that there for you.
Well, you know what I'm going to bring is that big needle and a baseball cap, and I'll bring all my my colored beads and have them help me with that.
Yeah, get some teaching in. Oh, I could help you. It's been fun. It's been easy. I'm so thankful for people in the community willing to teach other members these things.
That's huge. Yeah. Well, maybe what we can do is after a show on Native Roots Radio, we can keep on going on live on StreamYard here on YouTube and Facebook, and you can show everybody how to bead.
Oh, yeah. A little beading tutorial live on Native Roots Radio.
Yeah.
The very first tutorial, because I'm still learning.
Well, you did a great job. And you never answered my question on Facebook. Would that hat fit me?
We might, have to stretch it out a little. I don't know. I'm sure I could make you one.
Right.
If you ask nice.
Ooh. Well, I still have that certificate. We got to go out to lunch for my birthday.
That's true.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Haley, and thank you to
93.5 The Tap. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some Republicans don't seem very enthusiastic about continuing to fund the IRS. Why would that be? We'll kick that around. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden eulogizes the victims of the New Year's Day attack in the French Quarter during a prayer service in New Orleans.
It came from different states, even different countries. There were children, a dinner with their parents, ensuring before joining their friends on New Year's Eve.
4 years after the U.S. Capitol attack, Congress certifies Donald Trump as the 2024 presidential election winner without challenge. Vice President Kamala Harris.
One of the most important pillars of our democracy is that there will be a peaceful transfer of power.
Rudy Giuliani is found in contempt of court for not responding to information requests in a $148 million defamation judgment granted to two Georgia election workers. Loyola Law School professor Lori